Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Breaking news at hand, MG. Our first show back on air after a two-week layoff, and we haven't even got to 6 o'clock yet, and we're dropping an emergency podcast because the NRL have just released a statement saying that Todd Greenberg has stood down as Chief Executive Officer of the NRL immediately.
Yeah, the drums were beating, weren't they? Every time you'd speak about the NRL, the footnote would be that Todd Greenberg's job is on the line. Well, today it's been confirmed.
We go to this man for the details. He, one of the earliest journos onto the story, Brent Reed from The Australian, part of the Triple M NRL family. Reedy, was this Todd Greenberg's own doing or was he pushed?
Well, if you read the statement, it says it was mutually agreed. So I suggest that it was a meeting of minds. I mean, it's only a matter of time, really. I think it's been in the wind for a few weeks now that Todd was slowly becoming more and more on the outer. And, you know, there's obviously a commission meeting tomorrow where I suspect his future would have come up. And I think they basically just headed off that meeting and got it done today just to resolve an issue that was becoming a bit of a, well, it was becoming a big issue for the game, really.
Rudy, in your opinion, was there a straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't think so, Joe. I think it was a series of things. You know, it was obviously talk about his relationship with clubs, and that's been deteriorating for some weeks now. I mean, he's made some really poor, un-Todd-like missteps in recent weeks. There was the negotiation with players where he made a bit of a hash of that. There was the issues with Channel 9. I mean, you've got a major broadcaster coming out and making a pretty dramatic statement about the NRL, which reflected poorly on Todd. So I wouldn't say there was one thing that brought him down. If I was to pinpoint one above all others, I would say that 9 statement, but I would say that alone wasn't the catalyst for it. I would say there was a series of things in recent weeks that basically made his job untenable.
4 years in the gig, MJ, Reedy, as the CEO of the game, the drums have been beating since the season launched. That was when the first report came out that his contract's up at the end of this season and that maybe it wouldn't be extended beyond that. Do you think Peter Volandis, who the chairman of the ARLC, always had in mind that Todd Greenberg wasn't his preferred CEO?
No, I don't think so. I think there was a point where they were working towards an agreement, an extension. I think prior to maybe the season being started, that's the path I reckon it was going down. But I just think over time, their relationship's been eroded, like Todd's relationship with a lot of club bosses and the broadcast. And I think it's got to a point where, you know, the stories have been reported that Peter was playing cards pretty close to his chest. Todd was out of the broadcasting talks and Todd was slowly getting, I guess, kept at arm's length from a lot of the big issues. And I think that's more of a recent thing. I think at the start of the year, I think they were working towards an extension, but over time, their relationship deteriorated and it got to a point where I think Peter realised that it was better if Todd went a different way.
Now, I suppose we have to look at the candidates to take over his job. Is there a short list?
Well, Andrew Abdo's the interim chief executive. He's their chief commercial officer, and he's the guy who's chiefly responsible for growing the business to become a $500 million-plus business. I would say I know he's got a pretty close relationship with Peter Volandis as well. I imagine at the moment he'd be the favourite. But look, in clubland, there's the obvious ones that have been mentioned by everyone. Blake Solly, who said he didn't want the job a couple of weeks ago, but you know, I'm not sure if Blake was just doing the politically correct thing then. I'm sure if they came to him and said, "We want you, Blake," I'm sure he'd give it some serious interest. Dave Donaghy down in Melbourne, I don't know if it's a bit early for Dave, but he's going to be in contention as well. I imagine Paul White, who's due to leave Brisbane at the end of the year, might get an airing. Beyond those guys, I'm not sure in clubland whether there's too many others.
Gus Gould, what about Gus Gould?
Well, MG, why would he do it? He's on the bucket load of Channel 9.
In my dealings with Gus, I always know that he doesn't want to be far from the action.
I think the issue for Gus is, and Gus acknowledges himself, you know, the CEO's job in modern sport, it's not about what happens on the field so much. It's about profits, loss. It's about the commercial side of the business. And I'm not sure whether that's Gus's forte. Gus, he's more of a footy type guy. So if they were to create some sort of football role for Gus, I'm sure that he'd be the perfect fit for that. But I think when you're looking at the CEO now, you're talking about a $500 million business.
Yeah.
you can't go with people like Wayne Bennett and Phil Gould. That's just not what they do. They're footy guys, right? So
good point.
You know, I think that obviously the last time it came down to Simon McGrath, the head of a core, he was in the mix last time around. I'd be surprised if they don't look at him again. There's alternatives, but they need to get it right. And I would imagine what we've seen in recent weeks is Peter Volandis has been the face of the organisation. He's had a really decisive way in the way the organisation's acted. And I'm sure that will continue for the foreseeable future.
All right, Reedy. My next question, obviously, the game's meant to return in a little over a month. Who's holding the reins now? Peter Volandi is the chairman of the commission, sure, but his job is not to administer the NRL. That was the job of the CEO. So who's, you know, have they let go of a CEO right when they needed one most?
Well, I mean, he wasn't really acting like the CEO anyway, was he, Liam? I mean, Peter's been the CEO, really, in effect, for the past few weeks. Peter's been the bloke with his hand on the tiller. Peter's been the face of the organisation. So, you know, I think Peter will just keep doing what he's doing. And Andrew Abdo's a really smart guy. He's got a great relationship with the broadcasters, Andrew Abdo. He's got a great relationship with the corporate supporters of the game. He's really well respected in the business community. So I think Andrew will focus on making sure that those areas of the business are right, and then Peter can just work on getting the game back on the field.
One last thing before we let you go, Reedy. We appreciate your time on this breaking news podcast. Financially, Todd Greenberg, obviously, in the final year of his deal, he's already agreed to take a pay cut given the coronavirus circumstances, but what becomes of his payout from the competition, which is short on cash right now?
Well, I imagine they'll have worked out something, Liam. I mean, I can't imagine he's walked away for free when you're on 1.2 million or so and you've got 6 months left in the deal. I can't imagine he's walked away for nothing. So I'm sure Todd would have got some form of agreement out of the NRL as to a financial agreement. And we move on. Look, 4 years, I think he's done a pretty good job, Todd. But sadly, in the end, he couldn't please the clubs. And you know what? In the modern game, the clubs have so much power. And if you lose them, you lose your job.
All right, Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL family. We'll speak to you again soon. Thank you for the latest. Again, reiterating that Todd Greenberg has stood down as the Chief Executive Officer of the NRL, effective immediately. More on this tonight on The Rush Hour with MG from 6 p.m. on Triple M Sydney.